Morning, great to be back with you again here this morning for your Harvest Thanksgiving services. Indeed, it's a real joy and a privilege to be able to come and to minister God's Word on this very special occasion in the life of the local church, and indeed how we have so much to thank Almighty God for. Turn with me, please, in the Word of God this morning to 2 Kings chapter 4. 2 Kings chapter 4, and we want to look at the first 7 verses. Can I also say thank you indeed for your continued prayers for us, and also for your financial support of us as we've taken up the work of coaching for Christ. So I was here 5 weeks ago and assured of the work, and we as a family certainly appreciate very much all your goodness towards us. Thank you as well for your prayers for Julianne. Indeed, God has been so good. We've been through a difficult time over the last number of years. And in fact, at the beginning of August, maybe it was me, I'm just a man of little faith, I said to Heather, I can't see her ever starting in the new retake at the beginning of September time. But God has been so good. And Julianne now has 3 weeks behind her, and she enjoys it. I can't say she loves it, but she enjoys it. And she's doing, she's wanting to do media studies. They have advised her to do a year in graphic communications. And so she's 3 weeks behind her, and many of the fears indeed seem to have been overcome. And it's a real answer to prayer, real answer to your prayers, because I know you as a fellowship have really stood with us through this. And we cannot thank you enough, and we appreciate it very, very much. And do please continue to remember Julianne as she continues to make progress, makes much progress, and indeed we see her being able to get the education that she needs indeed for the future. But 2 Kings chapter 4, again, time is marching on here this morning. Most of your cell batteries just put in this morning. The clock's going very, very quickly. But we want to look at God's Word. Lovely verses we have here, and I trust will be a help and an encouragement to many this morning. Verse 1, 2 Kings chapter 4, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord. And the creditor is come to take unto him my 2 sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbours, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. It came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, Go sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Again, O God, will bless the reading of his word to our hearts this morning. I also want to read to you this morning, and by way of introduction, an article that I came across in a newspaper. In fact, it was in the Daily Mail, and the headline read these words: For a nation already feeling the pinch, a stark double warning, food and fuel bills to rocket. See, that was the headline, but I want to go on then and read part of the article which said this. It says, Families face massive rises in fuel and food costs, ministers warned last night. A catastrophic 1970s-style oil price spike is on the cards while the price of supermarket basics continue to soar. Vince Cable, the business secretary, said the twin threat puts the economic recovery at risk and piles pressure on struggling households. We now have the prospect of a fully-fledged energy and commodity price shock squeezing real wages and pushing up inflation, said the business secretary. Chris Hune, his Lib Dem colleague and energy secretary, said the political turmoil in the Arab world could send oil prices skywards. Higher fuel costs hit food producers, pushing up the prices paid by the consumers. That would add to inflationary pressure and increase the prospect of interest rate rises. Economists also fear that food price hikes will reduce economic activity and squeeze household spending as families desperately cut back elsewhere. A UN report yesterday revealed that rises in bread, pasta, breakfast cereal, dairy and meat prices are on the horizon, irrespective of future oil price hikes. British bakers expect a standard loaf to cost 10p to 15p more within weeks. Extreme weather ranging from droughts in Russia to floods in China and Australia has particularly hit global wheat production. In a speech to city businessmen and bankers last night, Mr. Cable said Britain was still facing a difficult recovery. He went on to say there is no Delia Smith cookery book providing a simple recipe for producing growth, let alone in the abnormal post-crisis environment which we inhabit. He added, but analysts predict prices will surge even higher if the political turmoil gripping North Africa spreads across the Gulf. Whenever we look at this, we have to say it's not good reading. In fact, that was an article that was actually written back about, what, 5-6 months ago, Friday, the 4th of March, that article appeared in the Daily Mail. But with all that's been happening in recent days, in fact, you would almost think it had been written even in the past week. No doubt many of us have watched the news, we've read the newspapers, and we've seen that there's great turmoil, especially in the world markets in these days, and all we hear is bad news after bad news with regards to the economy, with regards to your income, and all those different things. But as I thought about this, and as I thought about today, I thought about these verses that we've been reading here in 2 Kings chapter 4, and verses 1 to 7, because I believe in the midst of a day whenever it seems to be nothing but doom and gloom concerning the economy, here we have good news for those of us who are the people of God. The good news today is that no matter how gloomy the prospects are, we can get through it all. We can indeed get through difficult days that lie ahead if that's the way that it turns out to be. And the wonderful thing is, or the wonderful reason for it all, is because we have a Heavenly Father who not only loves us, but a Heavenly Father who has promised that He will care for us, that He will provide for us, and that He will always meet all of our needs. Indeed, on a day like this, Harvest Thanksgiving, or Harvest Thanksgiving Day, we think of verses such as we have in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 19, where there we're told that God will supply our every need according to His riches in Christ Jesus. I think also of verses in Matthew chapter 6 where the famous verse is, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. But then what is it follows on from that? And all these things shall be provided unto you. What are these things? Well, in the context of Matthew 6, the disciples and all, they were talking about food and clothing and raiment, all these things. So we live with today with the wonderful promise that God shall supply all of our needs. And indeed, that's why we come here today as well, to give thanks to God. That He has been supplying our needs, that He has been meeting all of our needs. But perhaps today as we come together and Harvest Thanksgiving Sunday, maybe there are some here today, maybe it's just even one. And you're finding it difficult to come with a thankful heart, because whenever you think of what you have left this morning, maybe you have left a home where maybe there's little food in it. Maybe you've come away from a week of employment and you're wondering, well, where are you going to get your work in the next week or two? And there are so many things going on in your life and you're finding it difficult this morning to give thanks to God, because in reality, your concern is how you're going to get through the next week or the next month or the next 6 months because of the way that things are going economically. Well, that's why I thought this morning that this passage that we have read here in 2 Kings chapter 4
will indeed be a passage of encouragement to you.
As we come and as we look at it this morning, there are three simple thoughts that I want to highlight for you in this passage. I want you to note, first of all, the family and its problems. The family and its problems, we see this in verses 1 and 2, where it says, there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house, save a pot of oil. If ever there was a home that was in the midst of a great crisis, I believe this is it. In this home we have three people. We have a mother, and we have her two sons. The ages of the two sons are not given to us. But we see that they're in the middle of something which they probably had hoped would only be a bad dream, but it wasn't a bad dream because it was reality. It is something that was really happening in their lives. Because what we see here as we look at these verses is that they very much are at what we would call breaking point. They're breaking point because not only have they had to experience death within the home as a husband and a father has died, but now this home is on the verge of being broken up even more, because this home or this family is in great debt and has nothing whatsoever to clear the debt. All they have, as we can see here, is a pot of oil, and this was not enough to clear their debt. No money did they have put away for a rainy day, or we understand they didn't have money put away for a rainy day. Or if they had, well, it would seem that all that money has gone, and nothing valuable did they have that they could sell to help clear the debt. As we say in this part of the world, they were broke. And even things were to get worse, because now the creditor, he is about to come and to take away the lady's two sons to be slaves for a period of 7 years. And the reason for this was to satisfy the debt that this lady had incurred. See, this is a home where there was real pain. But there's something else I want you to note from these verses this morning, because this was a home where the Lord was central and the Lord meant so much, and indeed the Lord meant everything to them. As we can see in verse 1, the husband who had died, he belonged to the sons of the prophets. They were people who were really in training for the Lord's work. Really, we could say that the husband, when he was alive, he was a man who was, in comparison to the day in which we live, he was a man who was in Bible college and preparing for days of future service for the Lord. What we also note in verse 1 is that his wife, she describes him as what? As one who feared the Lord. In other words, the Lord had the preeminent place within this home. And I believe that this is a reminder to us this morning that every Christian home where the Lord has the preeminent place, they will still have times when there will be things which will happen which will cause great pain and cause great heartache and cause great heartbreak, and it will leave God's people wondering why the Lord has allowed it to even happen. You see, what we need to understand this morning is that no Christian home is there that will be exempt from pain, and no Christian is there that there will be exempt from pain in life. As we come this morning and as this harvest Thanksgiving, and as we think of so much of the goodness of God towards us, I wonder this morning, would this be speaking right into your circumstances today? Because your home is a home of pain. Your home is a home of heartbreak. Great turmoil has caused you and your family in recent days to despair, even maybe even of life. Despair of God, wondering what God exactly is up to. Your home perhaps today is not what it was in past years. Perhaps in past years, the Lord was was blessing in a wonderful way as you and your family, you were enjoying life as everything was so good. But yet what has happened in recent days or recent weeks or even in recent years is that trials have come to you in some form or another. Your feet, as it were, as we say, have been taken from under you. And right now, as you think about your life, it's all about taking it one day at a time. And trusting the Lord to give you the strength that you need to get through each day. We see here the family and its problems. It was a Christian family, a Christian home, a home that feared the Lord. And yet it was a home that went through real trials and difficulties. But not only do we see the family and its problems, I want you to know secondly with me here, the mother and her prayer. The mother and her prayer. How lovely this is. We see here that this mother, that she had lost her husband through death. She is left with two boys. She has nothing but death hanging over her. And now she stands on the verge of losing her two boys to slavery. But what does she do, first of all, in the midst of all of this? Well, notice here again what it says in verse 1. It says, neither cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. This mother had her problems, and great problems they were. But one problem she did not have was in knowing where to go in the time of trouble. She had great problems. But one problem she did not have was knowing where to go in the midst of her problems. Because what we see is that she took it to the Lord in prayer. Now you might say here, well, it says here that she cried unto Elisha. Now we need to understand back in those days, and this is what we need to do with Scripture. We need, as it were, to take ourselves back into that time. Put ourselves into their shoes. Because this lady at that time, she didn't have the Word of God as we do. She didn't have Philippians chapter 4 where she could turn and say that God shall supply all my needs. She didn't know anything about the New Testament. She never knew that it would ever even exist. She didn't talk, I would suggest that she didn't even have the Old Testament. Because remember, it wouldn't have been in print in those days as we have it now. So what she did was, she went to the servant of God. That was the same as taking her problems, her difficulties, unto the Lord in prayer. Because her understanding is that Elisha was the one there representing God. He is the one then who would have cried unto God on her behalf. So say, in the midst of her problems, she still trusted in the Lord. She believed that the answer to her problems lay in doing what the Lord then asked her to do through it all. Because what we see then from verse 2 is that Elisha, he first asked her actually what she had. She said that all she had was a pot of oil, and say not much of it did she have. But how this was the very thing through Elisha that God was going to use to transform her home and help her to keep her two sons at home all the time. Because what we see is he then asked this mother to go and to borrow empty pots from her neighbours. And when she had done this, she was to come back into her house. She was to shut the door. And there with her son, she was to take that one pot of oil and start pouring it into the other pots that she had gathered up. And how we can see that whenever she did this, that indeed all the pots were left full. How we can see her belief in the Word of God as we read the following in verse 5. It says, she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons who brought the vessels unto her, and she poured out. Oh, today what a lovely picture we have here of this mother. And how today I know we have many mothers here in the congregation, and can I speak to you who are mothers for just a moment or two? Because maybe this is applying particularly to you, as maybe you're going through some problem or some difficulty within your home. You see, no home is there without its problems, particularly whenever there are children growing up in the home. They will have their problems as they live in this world. You will have your worries about them as you watch them grow up in this world. It may be that you have, even today, you have financial problems. Maybe today you're finding it really difficult because we know it's becoming so expensive to raise children in this world. Say these problems you may have in your home as you bring up your children, no doubt maybe there are other problems. Maybe it's health problems. Maybe it's problems to do with your children at school. Say, there could be so many problems that we could mention this morning, but here you are, you're a mother, and today you're finding that you're doing, or what you're finding is that there's concern upon your heart, there's worry upon your heart as you look at your home situation, as you look at your children, as you watch the world that they're coming up in. And I say to you today that no better thing can you do for yourself and for your family than taking all of your family and all of your problems daily to the Lord in prayer. Maybe today it's even a mother who's at home with your children all the time. Maybe you're not working out of the home. I say you're working within the home. Are we not living in a world where people would look down upon you because of what you're doing? Can I say today, realize today, that you can do nothing better for the Lord than being at home with your children and seeking to bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Now I understand there are some mothers, they do need to go out to work. Things are very, very difficult financially. They need to go out but can I say to all who are mothers, realize today that you have a most precious, precious role within the home. You indeed are somebody that can have such a great say in your home because to say what God wants you to do in the midst of your problems and difficulties is always seeking to be bringing it to the Lord in prayer. You see, the world would laugh at you and say, what are you doing that for? But all understand today that what you're doing is the greatest thing that you can do for your husband and for your children. And coming daily to the Lord in prayer, I understand that for some mothers, especially those with young children, with babies, it can be so difficult. Your whole routine is thrown upside down. Your sleep pattern maybe is all over the place. But oh, make sure that within the home that you have that time with God each day. Where you can come and you can cry unto God for your children, for your husband, for all the problems and the difficulties that you are going through. Because there's a God today who will hear your prayers and a God who is able to transform your home. And bring you through the difficulties, bring you through the problems, bring you through all the trials. And indeed bring all of your family to salvation in the Lord. We have here the family and its problem. We have the mother and her prayer, and praise God. Finally, what we have in these verses is the Lord and His provision. And this is why I say today that God is able to work in your home. God is able to bring you out of the midst of the difficulties and the problems that you perhaps find yourself in at this time. Notice here verses 6 and 7. What lovely verses we have here. It says, and it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go, sell the oil and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. What a great God we have as we look at this here this morning. Acting upon what Elisha told her, every pot she borrowed from her neighbors was filled to the brim with oil. What we see is that God took the little oil that she had in her little pot, He transformed it into what? He transformed it into an abundant supply. And what we see here is that this mother, she was able to take the oil, she was able to sell it, because oil in those days was worth a considerable amount of money. And not only did she receive enough money to pay off her debt so that she could keep her two sons, but what we see is that she had plenty left over to help her and her two sons live from that day on without getting into more debt. As I say, what a great God we have. And as we gather and as we consider what happened in this home, I wonder if this is what you need to be reminded of today. You need to be reminded of what God can do when a great crisis enters into the home. And you need to be reminded that God is still sovereign over all, that God is still able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. And He's able to do it whenever we acknowledge Him through it all. There may be some today who will wonder why God let this home get into such a terrible state in the first place. But how I believe that God sometimes allows these things to happen to do what? To test our faith, to see if we will still trust Him whenever things are going against us, whenever we are in the deepest valley. But how I also believe that He allows these troubles to come into our lives at times to do what? To remind us how great He really is. And to teach us something most wonderful about Him. What does the hymn says? Father like, He tends and spares us. Well our feeble frame He knows. In His hands He gently bears us, rescues us from all our foes. I came across another little verse. I think it is so lovely. It says these words. It says, if God sees the sparrows fall, paints the lilies short and tall, gives the skies their azure hue, will He not then care for you? What a God we have today. Came across a very interesting quote, and with this I finish. As you know, in the past, well, I think Donald has been here. I've worked with Donald in the Ukraine. Donald has written a book on his life story. And one quote stood out in it all that he said, and it's this. He said, I used to think that we live by faith. Now I know that we live more by His faithfulness than by our faith. At times our faith might be weak, but praise God for His faithfulness. Because His faithfulness is what? It is new every morning. He indeed is the God who cares for us. He indeed is the God who has provided for us in the past. And perhaps today you're living in the midst of a troubled home. Understand today that God is still the same God. And God will indeed help you through. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that you even ask or think. So today may indeed you be encouraged in the Word of God to do what? To go on in the midst of your troubles. To go on with God in the midst of your trials. And know indeed that He's the one who is able to help you through it all. Oh, today, don't fix your eye in the problem. Fix your eyes in God and see indeed what He is able to do for you. We're going to finish by singing number 60 in Songs of Victory. Number 60, Songs of Victory. What a lovely hymn this is. Indeed, to finish off with this morning, great is Thy faithfulness. O God, my Father, there is no shadow of turning with Thee. Thou changest not, Thy compassions, they fail not. As Thou hast been, Thou forever will be. The chorus goes on to say, morning by morning, new mercies I see. All I have needed, Thy hand hath provided. Great is Thy faithfulness, Lord, unto me. Number 60, standing to sing all three verses in the chorus each time of this lovely hymn. Thank you.